If a student doesn't make the bus or is late to Skyline, parents might get a call from the Family Resource Center, which is located in the Central Administration Building at Skyline. Reporter Nika Tahan takes us there.
Imagine you're one of the hundreds of non-English speaking parents at Skyline. There's been a crisis in the family and you need to get in touch with your child, so you call the Family Resource Center. You might hear this.
Buenos días, la señora Medina de Skyline. Sí, diga, ¿en qué le puedo ayudar?
Or maybe this.
Hello, 早晨, 这里是 Skyline High School. 有什么我可以帮到你呢?
This is the emergency response team for non-English speakers.
There's myself, Christina Medina. Eva La is my partner. And Eva speaks four languages. She speaks Vietnamese, Chinese, Mandarin and Cantonese. And I'm the Spanish speaker.
And it's not just the Spanish, Chinese, and Vietnamese families they work with, as Eva La explains.
We are here to support all the families to help their children to be successful in high school.
Like their own children were. Both La and Medina have kids who graduated from Skyline. Now they give their support to families by acting as translators.
We're here to just make sure that parents who do not speak English and at least speak those four languages that we can translate have access to the campus and to the administrators and the teachers.
But they're most known for their warmth. These students see them as family.
A lot of kids come here because they know that we're mothers. And they know that we're not punitive, that we really are here to just provide whatever good stuff we've got to give them.
And like most mothers, Medina and La feel sad when their kids aren't doing well. They say it's a little heartbreaking to have to call students' parents when there's bad news.
Hi, Mr. Edwards. This is Mrs. Medina. I'm calling you from Skyline High School.
Medina fidgets a little in her chair.
And I just wanted to let you know that left campus this morning at 11:07 without permission.
What?
Yeah, so we have to let you know that, that they, we don't let kids leave until we have permission from parents.
She says calls like this are fairly common and parents react in many ways.
Yeah, they're not good phone calls, because parents are at work. They don't want to be bothered and told that their child's cutting class.
That's what she told the father she just called.
He was taking his time absorbing it. But he didn't get angry. He didn't, some parents will just get very upset. But he was cool. He knows it's, he knows his daughter.
Right.
So he'll know what to do.
The most difficult part of what they do doesn't come from working with parents and kids. Medina says the Family Resource Center suffers from a lack of funding, like many other school programs around Oakland. That's made both Medina and Law go from working full-time to part-time.
We don't have enough personnel. No one in the district is going to tell you this, but because of the cuts, the infrastructure, the administrative infrastructure has been chopped down to the barest minimum. So there are more parents coming up with questions and requests for services than there are bodies to service them.
When the center started in 2007, three people worked there. Last year, they lost their only other staff member. Now it's just the two of them. In all, Skyline's budget has been cut by about $1 million over the past 3 years.
My name is Cynthia Medrano, and I am a Skyline senior.
So to make up for the loss, the center has taken on a few paid student workers. Medrano is one of them. And the other is
Suave Chambers. I'm currently a senior at Skyline High School.
Both help around the office and run the center when Medina and Law aren't there. And though it can be a tough job, they value their time at the Family Resource Center a lot.
I love it in here because I feel like I could be myself in here. A lot of people don't get me. This is like a space where I could be myself.
When talking to Suave or Cynthia, you can see why students and parents trust Eva Law and Christina Medina. Because they take the idea of family seriously. And when you walk in, you can't help but feel like you're walking in on a real family.
Copycat.
Do you guys like working together?
We're not supposed to be working together.
Well,
you're supposed to be in another period.
What?
But anyways, yeah, I guess. He keeps me company
sometimes.
She loves
me.
We get along just fine.
Suave and Cynthia continue teasing each other for a few more moments, while Medina looks on from her desk. And though this may not be her actual home or family, she says that she and Eva will continue to do everything they can to make it feel like one. For Cross Currents, I'm Nika Tahan.